Edu. Scroll down to bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, is President Trump a dictator? We see cities burning. We're witnessing the Marxist, Communist, Socialist uprising in our nation, in L.A., California. We're watching people rioting, burning police cars, dropping some kind of little grenades or bombs. They're flying Mexican flags, Chinese flags, Palestinian flags in America and burning the U.S. flag. What else can we call it other than insurrection? Anarchy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have today as our very special guest, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 House of Representatives member in the state of Florida. We're delighted to have him with us with his words of wisdom, insight on what is taking place. Congressman, I'll hold your thought for just a moment. We've got Lily on the line. Lily, go over with your question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. Yes, my cry today, Americans, wake up. Christians, believers, be strong and look up. Be strong in the Lord. Praise God. Our freedom is at stake. We are on the verge of losing our freedom. And praise God. God is paying attention and he's doing marvelous things among us. But we need to rise up and be strong. Praise God to rescue. Yeah, the enemies, the forces of darkness, the powers of hell, the strategy, divide and conquer. And as Pastor Dr. Youngblood, you say it all the while, burn down the house and reign over the hash. Right. So that's where we are in America now. Our country is in danger. Our freedom is at stake. The powers of darkness has moved in like a flood. But God is on the throne. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's greater than our enemies, and he's able. So believers, be strong and keep on praying and trusting God. You have to support what President Trump is doing. God has raised him up for a purpose. He's not perfect. None of us perfect. But praise God, hallelujah. God has raised up somebody who is taking a stand, but if we don't rise up and stand behind him and give the support that he needs at this time, the enemy, remember, the enemy is at work, and they're not going to give up and lie down and take defeat. They've been put to shame. God has intervened, but they're not giving up. They mean to fight back. They've come a far way. America, they need America. They need this country. The globalism needs this country. America is a problem to globalism. America must be destroyed, must be brought down so that one world government can rise. America is a problem to them. They must destroy and weaken this country, bring it down in the ash heap. And that's where it's going. Enemies within, people who have sold out the future of America, people who have built up their fortune of selling out the future of this country. Enemies within are our greatest threat. You wonder how can people not love their own country, but they have a strategy, because the plan of communism is that they are able to create the utopia on earth. And although they have not done it anywhere yet we would think that they can do it. They're going to produce a perfect culture, perfect society. And we have seen what they do over the years to countries, where countries are destroyed and brought down. Lawlessness is the main part of this, break down law and order and get to take control. So God help us. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood, for what
Lily, you said. Lily, you've spoken superbly on target. Thank you so much for your comments, for your insight, especially for your challenge to Christians, conservatives, and patriots that are listening to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and stop sitting in silence. Thank you so much for your call. Congressman Hill, how do you respond to what Ms. Lily said?
Well, as you say, Dr. Youngblood, she was right on target. And there was one particular statement that she made which stood out to me, and that was that the world needs the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. Here we are, a nation founded on Christian principles. God has shed his grace on this nation. This nation has prospered. The prosperity of this nation is helping the rest of the world. They need the American consumer to generate their economy, to keep their economy going. And why has God blessed this nation so? Why has God made this nation so prosperous? I believe it's a twofold reason. One, for his glory, to show that when a nation honors God, he will honor that nation. And secondly, so that we can spread the gospel to a lost and dying world. I believe God will continue to shed his grace on this nation as long as we are willing to call him our God. And thank goodness we have a president who is doing that now.
Amen.
And we are willing to preach the gospel.
Amen. I am so thankful for that. One question, Congressman Hill. I'm looking at a headline, and I touched on it earlier. Kamala Harris backs the L.A. protesters after the rioters attacked federal officers. I'm going to read a couple of brief paragraphs. Former Vice President Kamala Harris declared on Sunday that she is supporting the anti-ICE protest in and around L.A., claiming the demonstrators have been overwhelmingly peaceful despite violent clashes with the federal authorities. Kamala Harris, who has a home in Los Angeles, has been mulling a run for California governor, said in a statement that she's appalled at what we're witnessing on the streets of our cities. But instead of focusing on the troublemakers hurling blocks, concrete, fireworks at the federal officers and their vehicles, Harris took the opposite view and the opportunity to criticize her 2024 election opponent, Donald Trump. Quote, deploying the National Guard is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. In addition to recent ICE raids in Southern California and across our nation, it is a part of the Trump administration's cruel, calculated agenda to spread panic and division. This administration's actions are not about policy safety and public safety. They're about stroking fear of community, demanding dignity and due process to take place. Congressman Hill, I don't know what planet she's on or where she's from. You know, you and I see what is taking place as being very destructive, very anti-law, etc., and she sees it that it's all Donald Trump's fault. What say you?
Well, she seems to be numb to reality, that she thinks that by continuing the same sort of rhetoric that she lost using to President Trump, that if she continues that for some reason, that that's going to be received well by most Americans or even by most Californians. It is not. It is not being received well. We can all see that these are not peaceful protests. They're anything but that. And again, someone who's going to encourage that, someone who's going to incite a riot, who's going to encourage this insurrectionist behavior, that's against the law. And I agree with President Trump when he said that Tom Homan needs to go ahead and arrest Governor Newsom. Well, I think he needs to add others that need to be arrested and at least interrogated about their intentions, because when you look at their actions, anyone who is encouraging these riots that are going on in Los Angeles, that's against the law. They are encouraging insurrection against the United States
yes,
of America.
That's right.
It's un-American, and you should be brought to trial for that.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, hold your thoughts a moment. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, all of these politicians who are inciting to riot, they are acting as traitors. So I agree they should be arrested and prosecuted. But shouldn't it be a military court instead of a civil court? So what is the difference between a military trial and a civil trial?
Congressman Hill, I'll let you handle that question.
Derby, you raise a very good point. When it comes against insurrection, when it comes to going against this nation, that is where the president has a duty to step in. He has the military who has a duty to defend this country. And in cases like that, that would require a military tribunal. I agree with you there, Derby. Now, we look at this with the January 6th situation, where they were calling it an insurrection, but we all know it wasn't. And interestingly, they used civil trials for that, put people in jail for many years. And thank goodness, President Trump pardoned the vast majority of them. I think like 99% he gave a full pardon to, which was justified. But Derby, you raise a very good point. And that, can this be done before a military tribunal where we know that it is going to receive the proper adjudication instead of going to some civil trial where they'll put it before a leftist judge and there's no telling what would happen then? More than likely, it won't be justice.
That's exactly right. Derby, what say you?
Well, that's what it should be. A military trial should be faster, easier, more efficient, less costly. So let's do that for everyone.
Well, here's the question I'll ask the two of you. Looking at headlines, says Bundy, that's DOJ, Bundy, says FBI has identified a man accused of assaulting a police officer, damaging federal property in L.A. Bundy also vowed to go after rioters who loot during the unrest or spit on law enforcement officers, claiming both cases would see criminal charges and prison time. Attorney General Pam Bundy on Monday announced that the FBI has identified the man that had assaulted a federal officer during the rioting in downtown L.A. The FBI previously offered a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to the man's arrest and conviction. His actions allegedly injured a federal officer in California, and Saturday he allegedly damaged government vehicles. So Pam Bundy's already, in fact, I find it fascinating, by the way, Congressman Hill and also for Derby, find it fascinating that and I've seen the video clips of this. The man's face was barely seen. He had a mask on, but yet his side profile, the FBI, the DOJ, all of the investigators were able to put together the pieces and identify the man, and they've already raided his home, arrested him, and charged him. So it'd be carried out through the, I would call it our federal court system. So my question is, and it's out of ignorance on my part, how would you enforce the fact that it needs to go through a military tribunal rather than through our civil court system. Congressman Hill?
Dr. Youngblood, I think just that the suggestion needs to be made to the right authorities. Let's get it into its proper adjudicated position. That's what I think needs to be done, just suggested. There may not be anyone thinking about that right now, but when you have Trump bringing in U.S. Marines, that's getting the military directly involved. And I would think that if the Marines were to arrest anyone, that they would go before a military tribunal with no question. But in terms of the others, I think that needs to be suggested to the proper authorities of going that route, because I believe that Derby is absolutely right in this case.
Derby, thank you so much for your call. Congressman Hill, I'm looking at a headline that says, protesters trying to stop ICE immigration raids arrested in Lower Manhattan. Another article says the Nashville ICE raids are being carried out, and it reignites the city's turmoil. So we're having this across the nation, and a little spotty, but a few dozen arrested here, a couple arrested over here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you're exactly right, I believe there. Here's my point that I would be leaning toward the military tribunal. The time frame for the trial will be a whole lot greatly reduced as far as the time, and the appeals process would almost be negated because of going through the military trial system. Contrary, if we, these that they're arresting now, okay, they arrest them, they put them in jail, they try to schedule a prosecutorial process, and it could be carried out for 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years before it's ultimately adjudicated. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, Dr. Youngblood. And we actually have a place to put these people who are being arrested, and it would not be in some cushy Cook County prison somewhere. You would see them at Fort Leavenworth. You would see them at Gitmo, places like that, where they are not treated like children. They're not given all these perks and rights as they sit in prison. I agree that going the military tribunal route would be a lot quicker, a lot more efficient, and we would see justice prevailing.
Absolutely. Here's a statement that I received this morning, and it says this: leftists for the past 8 years, no one is above the law. Trump must go to jail. Leftists today, stop deporting illegal aliens for breaking our laws, end quote. That's the oxymoron that I see. Where the left is saying Trump needs to go to jail. He has broken our laws, and no one's above the law. But now all of a sudden, the Marxist, socialist, communist that are in our nation, the illegal invaders that are in our nation, they've broken the law. They are burning our flag. They are desecrating and destroying our cities. They're hitting and trying to destroy the lives of the federal agents that go in to protect us. And now all of a sudden, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party and the leaders therein are saying, no, 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 let's not prosecute them. In fact, the whole move, as I see it, Congressman Hill, on the Democratic side, the whole move is to stop deporting these illegal invaders, stop prosecuting them, and let them just get all of the benefits of America with our medical care, our educational care, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, while they come in and rape, rob, pillage, destroy, and murder our citizens. But somehow, now we're told that leave them alone, don't prosecute them. I'm appalled by what is supposed to be sane people that's in Washington, D.C., that's supposed to be voting for our benefit and protection in America as we see what they're doing. Congressman Hill, hold your thought for a moment. I believe Tom is on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, I'm so glad you got Congressman Hill on today. But I'm appalled to see people waving the Mexican flag and stomping on the American flag. Maybe I'm a little confused at 78 years old, but when the Japanese came I see pictures, you know, you'll see them leading the charge, and they've got the Hanarua, I think, the round rising sun flag. And when you see the Nazis, they have their flag. What is the difference between the guys that are throwing, and I've seen the pictures of the Japanese taking down the flag at Bataan, and they throw it down on the ground. Isn't this gone so far now it's an invasion? Isn't this really an invasion? But the difference in this invasion is the American citizens are participating on behalf of the invaders. I mean, Dr. Youngblood, this can't be, this has got to be totally demonic. This, I guess the point I'm trying to make, isn't this gone way further than left and right? This is just gone crazy.
Tom, you're exactly right. If I can jump in for a moment and then ask Congressman Hill to respond, you're exactly right. I think we're witnessing an invasion, and the invasion by the enemy, and I believe personally that we're witnessing the onslaught of what Germany faced in the mid-30s before Hitler stood up and destroyed 6 million Jews in around the world, and it's what we call the Great Holocaust. I believe we're witnessing a similar event, and if it is not squelched, if it is not stopped, if the people are not fully prosecuted, then we can expect it to be part and parcel of the demise of America. Congressman Hill, what say you?
Yes, I agree, Dr. Youngblood. And what I find interesting is that the reason why the Democrats, the communists, are doing this now is because the Trump agenda is working.
Yes.
And they don't like to see it working. They don't like to see free market capitalism. They do not like to see republicanism working. But it is working, and because of that, that is why they, and the rule of law working. Here is Trump saying, we're getting these illegals out of our country. They broke the law, and they broke the law by entering illegally, and then when they came here, they continued to break the law with murder, rape, drug dealing, theft, all of that. He says, we're getting you out. And so he's getting them out, and the left sees that it's working. The Democrats sees that it's working. They see that Trump's trade deals are working. They're seeing that our economy is turning around and that it is going to be a golden age, and they are trying everything they can to stop it. And just like Trump said, we are not going to stand for it. I'm sending in National Guard into Los Angeles. I'm sending even more, and I'm sending in Marines. We are going to stop this nonsense because what we are doing is working.
Absolutely. Yes. Tom, go ahead.
Dr. Unger, if you can, ask Congressman Hill, where are we exactly on the calendar, or where are we? Is it like I ask you, are we further than even the average Republican realizes that I go to a doctor, and he was born and raised in Romania under the communist system. And he's written two books, and I was rereading one of them. And he says, you can tell that when a society is just about to collapse, then the public services get where the people who are doing the public services, they don't give a rip about their job or the citizens. Well, what kind of prompted me, I'm really busy today, but I've been on hold with JEA for over 35 minutes before I hung up. They don't give a rip because the mayor that we have is a pro-homosexual. She had an illicit affair when she was married. She's a heavy smoker, and I just don't think she gives a rip about the citizens of Jacksonville, and there's a lot of people that go along with it. So maybe I'm asking you and Congressman Hill, maybe I'm asking you questions that you can kind of guess at or you know they're there, but are we just before a collapse? Is this resurgence of Republicans gonna do the is it gonna right the ship? What's gonna happen?
Tom, let me jump in for the sake of time and give some thoughts, and then Congressman Hill can respond. I'm looking at Isaiah 5:21, to them that called evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We're in those days. We're in the time where we're witnessing today, as you just spoke of, where the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, they're seeing everything as being beneficial to them, and they're willing, as one of my sons said, and you perhaps heard him on the broadcast, where Greg said that the Democrats are willing to burn America down if they can rule over the ashes. And I believe that's what we're witnessing today. They yes. see what's happening, yes. but their view is it's inuring to their benefit for the total control, not realizing that under a Socialist Marxist Communist dictatorship in a nation, these that are pushing for it will be also the underdogs that will not be on the top of the pile, as I call it. Congressman Hill, what say you? We've got about a minute and a half left.
Yes, Tom is exactly right. He's asking, where are we on a time frame? Are we on the verge of collapse? And I would say no. I would disagree with that. I think we're on the verge of, like President Trump said, a golden age. That I believe that God is using the United States as his instrument to spread the gospel around the world. You look at the nation Israel when they were in bondage to Egypt, and God destroyed Egypt so that people would see his glory and then took them out of bondage. And they could see his power and his glory. And I think we're going to see God's power and glory again as he leads the United States to bring a revival worldwide.
Well, it is my prayer that that is the end result, and I'm thankful. In fact, I go back to Ezekiel 33:10, and in the 10th verse of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, Ezekiel says, "How should we then live?" And the question, based on what we see, what we know, what is taking place, it should cause every Christian, every child of God, to wake up, stand up, be seen, and realize we're in the last of the last days. And the only thing that God will have us to do in response is to depend on him, trust him, and invite him to come in and deliver us from the evil one. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600.